Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey. This is a Harmony Baptist Church. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. We're using a different video camera this time, and we're praying it works. Okay. Tonight we're gonna be in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7. This is the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20 and verse 7. Number one, what is required in the third commandment? The holy and reverent use. A1A is the holy and reverent use of A1, God's names, Matthew 6, 9. Listen, Matthew 6, 9, it says, after these manners, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, the first thing about how to honor, not take the Lord's name, take the name of the Lord in vain, or empty, the word vain means empty, is his literal names, okay? Don't use his name in a flippant way. And we've talked about this before, maybe, but saying things like anytime you get excited, if you use God's name as an expression, like wow, saying Jesus when you really mean wow, saying OMG, typing OMG, things of that nature when you're just going wow. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not GDG saying Jesus' name when you're just excited. You're just, wow. You hear this a lot on the three channels that irritate the far out of me are HDTV, Hallmark, and Food Network. Those channels take God's name in vain at least 20 to 30 minutes, every 30 minutes, usually multiple times. Using God's name as a catchphrase. I know, I've heard preachers that they say something about God, you know, God gave me this, God, you know, they have some catchphrase that people use, and kids will yell it out, a catchphrase their pastor has, and it has God's name in it. That's taking God's name in vain. It's a clear violation of the third commandment. The second one, A1A2, God's titles, okay? The holy and reverent use of God's titles. Sing unto God. These are all positive aspects, okay? We praise his name. We praise his titles. Sing unto, sing praises unto his name, extol, which means praise him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. That's J-A-H, and rejoice before him. Now, Jah is a transliteration. It's a shortened version of Jehovah, and it's a name, but it's mainly a title. It's kind of like similar to saying, like Isaiah, it says God's name will be Emmanuel. And we know Emmanuel means God with us. Now, nowhere in the New Testament did anyone ever call Jesus Emmanuel. Okay, he's never called Emmanuel, okay? But Jesus Christ himself is Emmanuel. He is God with us, okay? And so, Emmanuel is more of a title than his actual name. It's a title he has. Messiah is a title, okay? These are how we honor him. We honor and reverence the titles. Messiah. We don't just throw those around, okay? The third one is the holy and reverent use of God's attributes. And the word attribute means a quality or characteristic ascribed to someone or something. It's who they are. An attribute. You know, it's like saying I'm good, you know, hardworking or whatever. But when we talk about God, it's who he is. It's actually what he's made of. Okay, look at Revelation 15, 3 through 4. It says, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and these are the angels, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. For who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. See, that's holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. See, holy is an attribute of God. He is holy. That's who he is. That's what makes up who he is. I was reading a book today about God's attributes. And the things about God. God is love. God is love is one of the most profound statements in all the Bible. Because, you know, God, love is an aspect. In other words, self-love is a twisting. It's a perversion of love. Self-love is always, never listen to anybody. Self-love is selfishness, and it's always going to pollute your mind. It's always going to pollute your system. Loving self before you can love other people. That's twisted, satanic view of life. Okay, don't ever go there. Self-love is sin. Plain and simple. Okay? When people are prideful, it's a sign of pride. Because whenever people are prideful, when they're full of pride, they either think really great of themselves. They think they're better than they are. Okay? Or they don't measure up to what they think they should measure up, and therefore they turn the pride inward, and it gets bitter. You get bitter, and that's a sign of self-love. Okay? God, the reason God is love because he is a Trinity. He's a Holy Trinity. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And love has to express itself. So the reason the way God is love is God the Father loves God the Son, and God the Son loves God the Holy Ghost, and God the Holy Ghost loves the Son, and God the Holy Ghost loves the Father, and the Son loves the Father, and the Son loves the Holy Ghost. And therefore you have this inner, that's the way God is love. Because he doesn't need anyone else, because he is self-contained. God is self-contained. He's all the company he needs. He's all the relationship he needs. He's all the wisdom he needs. He's all the love he needs. That's why his love for us and his desire to have a relationship with us is not something he needs to do. Be happy. Be satisfied with who he is. He chooses to love us because it pleases him. That should just, I don't know about you, but that should just rock your world, okay? The next one is the holy and reverential treatment of God's word. Look in Psalm 119. Let's look in Psalm 119. And this is, every Christian should learn Psalm 119. You should try to memorize it if possible. At the very least, you should read it nonstop. Psalm 119 is one of the most. And the Psalm 119 is all about, the entire psalm is praising God's word. Alright? And remember, how you treat God's word is how you treat God. How you feel about the Bible is how you feel about God. You cannot separate the Bible from God. You cannot separate your treatment, your view, whatever, however you view this book is how you view God. You honor it, you honor God. And honoring the Bible is not putting it up on a shelf and dusting it off and polishing it, making sure you don't write in it and all that. Honoring the Word of God is you study, you wear it out, you tear this book all to pieces, trying to discover who God is and live out life. That's how you honor the Word of God. I'm not talking about you tearing it up. I'm talking about you using it, using your Bible to the point where it falls apart. Okay? And I mean really use it. Don't just give it lip service. Okay? Alright, Psalm 119. We're going to do the first 8 verses. I couldn't read the whole chapter, the whole psalm. but we're going to read the first 8 verses. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Look, every verse in this psalm mentions the word of God, uses a synonym, and I'm going to tell you, 8 of them, okay? The law of the Lord, that's the Bible. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Testimonies, that's a synonym for the Bible. And that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, that's sin. They walk in his ways. That's the Bible, his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts. Precepts, another name for Bible. Diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. That's the Bible. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respected to all thy commandments. That's the Bible. I will bless thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. That's the Bible. I will keep thy statutes. That's the Bible. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Remember, how you treat and honor the word of God is how you keep God's name holy. Okay? Number 2 is what is forbidden in the third commandment. All profaning and abusing of anything whereby God makes himself known. Okay? Let's look at Malachi. Alright? I'm going to read a couple of verses and then I'm going to say something about it. Malachi, verse 6, chapter 1, verse 6. This is, a son honoreth his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? This is God talking to the prophet. And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord host unto you. O priest that despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the Lord, the table of the Lord is contemptible. I can't speak English. This was basically, this whole thing is about the prophets, the priests, going through the motions. They're polluting the table. They're not offering the best sacrifices that they're supposed to offer. And they're wondering why God's displeased with them. He's like, you have. Listen to what he says. He says, you have despised my name. How did they despise the name? Because they took what God gave them to reveal his name and counted it as ordinary. It'd be similar to you taking the word of God and counting it as ordinary. You taking your local church and to, I know the building is just a building, but this building is set apart, sanctified, because we use the building to worship in. And we meet God here. And for us to have the view that this is just a place, just a body, it's not. It's where we meet with God on a weekly basis, and the church comes together and communes. And worships God. Okay, we take his name in vain by how we mistreat the church. How we count it as lightly to meet and agree and be like, okay, I'm punching a clock. I'm just here. It's Wednesday. Click. Sunday. Click. I don't care when you have church, okay, in the Bible, but there's no clear, nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to meet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Anybody that says different, they don't know their Bible, okay? You can meet on Tuesday if you want to. You meet at night, you meet in the morning, you can meet 3 times a week, 4 times a week, 2 times a week, whatever you want to meet. But just make sure that you're honoring God, that you're not just skipping church because you want to stay home and watch ball games. That you're not just skipping church to go hunting. That you're not just skipping church to do that. That matters. I don't care what anybody says. It matters. Okay? Because God knows if you care. Yeah, you know? I'm not saying you can't go on vacation. I'm not saying any of that stuff. This is stuff that's between you and God. Okay? You know if you're taking it lightly. Or if you actually have a thing. Oh, my kid's taking basketball practice. And Wednesday night they have a game. And this doesn't happen very often, but today they have a game. I don't think it violates God's laws for you to go to the ball game, okay? But if you scheduled every ball game for Wednesday night, yeah, I think that would be a qualification, okay? Number The third is the reasons connected to the third commandment. This is the third. This is not explicitly taught in this commandment, okay? But this is connected to it. A is the life of believers causing heathens to take the name of God in vain. Let's look in 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel, I really like this one. I think this one, a lot of Christians need to worry about this one. Talking about Eli, the priest Eli, and his sons. Okay, and his sons were priests. It says now in verse 2, we're going to read a bunch of verses. It says, now the sons of Eli were the sons of Belial. Belial is another name for Satan. They knew not the Lord. They were priests. They were the priest's sons. They knew not the Lord. Okay? 17, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Okay? And what they would do is, they'd bring their sacrifice, and there was this little hook. It hooked the meat in there and put it down in boiling water. And then whatever fell off, that was the sacrifice unto the Lord. Whatever is left on the hook, from my understanding of study, the priest could eat it. Now what the sons of Eli were doing was, they were getting the sacrifice, cutting off the meat that they wanted to eat before it was actually sacrificed. You see? So that's how they were displeasing God. They were getting their 10%, you know? 22, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, not only were they taking kickbacks, they were getting their 10%, but they were sleeping with the women. They were using their office, their position, to seduce women in the temple. Yeah, it was in front of the temple, but it's the same thing, man. It'd be right. It's the same thing, okay? All right, now look at 29. Wherefore kick ye... Okay, this is God talking to Eli. He says, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation? Honorest thy sons above me? To make yourself fat with the cheapest of all the offerings of Israel, my people? God's saying to Eli, you're not doing anything about it. Your sons, you understand Eli was not doing these things. Eli was a faithful priest, except for the fact when it came to his sons. He's like, oh, I don't want to mess with my sons. I don't want to make them mad at me. I don't want to tell them they're doing wrong. They won't like me anymore. And God's like, you worry more about them than you worry about me. I see Christians doing this all the time. They're more worried about what their pastor thinks, what their Sunday school teacher thinks, what their brother, political position thinks, than they are what the Bible actually teaches. I've had to take stands numerous times over the last year trying to honor God's word, and got blasted every single time because I was like, well, the Bible says this. I don't care what your church says. The Bible says this. Sometimes we're going to fall into that. We're going to come into that situation where a leader, church leader, a friend, a mom and dad are not honoring God. They're not respecting the word of God. They're not obeying the word of God. And you're going to have to take a stand and go, I'm going to follow the Bible. And if that's a problem, then I'll just stay at home. I'll just stay at home or whatever the situation is. Okay? But make sure everything... These people were causing, because they were not living the Christian life, because they were violating Scripture, okay? And because Dad wasn't doing anything about it, the people abhorred the sacrifices. They were blaspheming God because they were looking at, well, you know, God's people were corrupt. Why should I follow that God? Now, believe me, I know, I've been there, okay? You see people, corrupt people, doing corrupt things, and you're like, why should I follow the youth? Why should I do what you say? You're not even following the Bible. Why would I do that? Why would I follow you if, you know, the Apostle Paul made it very clear, follow me as I follow Christ. Most, especially preachers and missionaries and things, they like to focus on the follow me part. Okay, Apostle Paul said, follow me. But Apostle Paul made it very clear, follow me as I follow Christ. And if I'm not following Christ, stop following me. Don't take God's name in vain. Okay? Don't take God's name in vain literally. Don't take God's name in vain in disrespecting His house, His church. We're talking about the people, but the people meet in a building. Okay? And I'm not saying that the building, it's not the tabernacle. The church building is not the tabernacle. Okay? It's not God's house. We are God's house. But we meet here, and we've set aside this particular location to meet with God. That makes this a holy place. Okay? If we met outside under a tree, then that tree would be a holy place. Okay? Don't confuse that. And don't discredit it. Alright? And definitely don't take it lightly, because God can take your tree away. Alright? You remember, if you read the book of Revelation, they dishonored God. You got seven literal churches in the book of Revelation. Seven of them. Where are they today? Where's Ephesus? Where's Philippi? Where's Laodicea? None of those churches are gone. Alright? Not disrespect God. Don't let anyone teach you to disrespect God. You may disagree. I may disagree. We may have different, you know, some of the things I pulled out of here, you know, I'm not God. I didn't write the Bible. I may be making connections here to this that there are not. Okay? I'm not infallible. Study it. Discover it. Okay? But I will tell you this. Everything, every honorable thing I told you to do, his titles, his names, his attributes, honoring him with the word of God, none of that stuff was unscriptural. Even if it didn't apply to literally to the third commandment. It's not unscriptural. Okay? But go back and study. And make sure that I'm rightly dividing the word of truth. But at the very least, make sure, go through your life. Go through what you do, what you say, how you live. And am I taking God's name in vain with my life? Good night.